You may have heard or read articles in the Tampa Bay Times and other news outlets. The large bills for balanced bills that you've heard of in the New York Times and Tampa Bay Times are not from emergency physicians. In fact, an analysis of the Orlando regional billing showed that the average emergency department bill was $679. After deducting insurance payment, agreed patient responsibility proportion of copay, coinsurance, and deductible, the average patient payment is only $49 for a balanced bill. The large amounts mentioned in the media stories involved either helicopter EMS, which is federally mandated and automatically carved out of any balanced billing law, even though their charges can exceed over $30,000 per ride, or it's related to scheduled surgeries where another out-of-network surgeon operated in addition to the scheduled surgeon. Truth is, the current bill proposed in the Florida legislature does not cover these special cases. In fact, the highest bill in the emergency department based on the Fair Health database for the 80th percentile of all billing is $979, well below the reported amount in the stories mentioned. If insurances pay a competitive fair and usual customary reimbursement, or UCR, which covers the cost of emergency physician and consultant care, there is no need to balance bill patients. The fight over UCR is what leads to balanced billing. Because emergency physicians provide service before sending bills, the threat of potential balanced bill is the only leverage emergency physicians have over the much larger and financially more powerful insurance companies. By removing this negotiation power from physicians, it puts negotiating power unilaterally in the hands of the much larger and more powerful insurance conglomerates.